from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tiffany Cam. Hi. I'm in downtown Oakland near Lake Merritt with Pendarvis Harshaw of Right Nowish. Pen, I showed up here on my motorcycle. You showed up on your bicycle. What's going on today?
I brought my bike today, my trusty Noble Steed, because I just came from a bike ride out, which was organized by Urban Peace Movement, which is an organization based here in Oakland that does a lot of work around the criminal justice system and getting young people involved and having some type of say or agency in what happens in the criminal justice system. So today their focus was shining some light on some of the things that have happened at Santa Rita Jail here in Alameda County, namely the deaths that have happened in custody, specifically the death of Dwan Armstrong, a 23-year-old man who was killed while in custody.
So was this like a silent protest but on bicycles?
No, it was far from silent.
Justice for Dwan! 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 Justice for Dwan!
Okay, everybody, so welcome to UPM's first bike ride for justice.
Yeah.
Hi. Veronica, nice to meet you.
Veronica?
Veronica Cañas.
So where are you from and how'd you get involved here?
I'm born and raised in Oakland, and I got involved in Urban Peace Movement when I was in 10th grade, and ever since then I've been organizing with them. We've mostly focused around ending the school-to-prison pipeline, but we're also working on district attorney accountability right now, and this right out here is for the district attorney and the board of supervisors to listen to the youth.
Why bike ride? Why'd y'all decide that?
We might even make it something interactive. Usually what we do is hold town halls or like meetings and stuff like that. We notice that we're not reaching out to youth as much as we wanted to. And we know that there's a huge culture of bike riding here in Oakland. And we wanted to include that in this too.
And it makes sense to do it like it's almost self-promotion. Once you see a whole bunch of people biking, they're like, hey, what's that? I want to get involved, right?
Upside down.
Right now, we're spray painting Bike for Justice onto the drums that we're going to be having later for the chants. And also, we've been spray painting them onto bandanas so that the bikers can have them on them.
All right, we're getting a couple more bikers. My guy out here on the unicycle, how's it going? All right. I'm seeing 25 or 30 bikers. Bikes of all colors. I think that's pretty much the tightest spot. It's just like looking at people's rims and like the small details that people do to their bikes.
So my name is Reginald Burnett. I'm better known as RB, and I'm president of the Original Scrubber Bike Team.
How would you describe this bike that you got?
I mean, it's bright, flamboyant, and it's tall, so it's different. Like it's an Oakland-made bike.
Hey, my name is Zay. I work with UPM, Urban Peace Movement. Bikes have room in the law. You can have many of them on the street without a permit. This is gonna be a lawful bike ride, but we're still gonna have town flavor in it. You know what I'm saying? We got the little kids with the big rippers out here.
Welcome to Bike for Justice, everybody. How y'all doing?
Please pay your full attention to Ms. Barbara, who is Dwan Armstrong's mother.
We need to all step up and do something about this, and I appreciate you guys all being out here to support me and my family.
Woo! Okay, let's go.
That was Pendarvis Harshaw at the Urban Peace Movement's Ride for Justice in Oakland. See details about the organization's leadership and training program at urbanpeacemovement.org and hear more from Penn at kqed.org/rightnowish.
Funding for Right Nowish comes in part from Aquanati Foundation, supporting the development of powerful social change movements to eliminate structural racism.